Okay, here we are. Matthew Russell Lee, InterCity Press. Here, we've just covered the Honduras Narcos case. It's Juan Orlando Hernandez, the former president of Honduras, en español, en un rato. And the trial was to begin on February 5th, but then his lawyer, Mr. Colon, said he had some problems, and Mr. Hernandez said that he'd just gotten a lot of information showing death threats and that the DEA had supposedly infiltrated his defense through a supposed rabbi named Jorge Levy. In any event, Judge Castell today convened a three-defendant, two-hour-long, mostly sealed, mostly white noise, not concealed, with sidebars, conference. And another issue that's arisen is whether Bonilla, Tigre Bonilla, whose trial we've covered from the very beginning, has files showing that he investigated both Mr. Pineda, but also Juan Orlando Hernandez. So there are several issues on the table about whether to sever his trial, because he could, with his files, create a situation in which the jury had to convict one or the other. That's the issue. The second issue is the delay, and a new lawyer was appointed to assist Mr. Colon. It's Mr. Stabile, Renato Stabile. We've covered him before. He once was standby counsel to a man who defended himself. Did a nice job on that. He's now appointed, and on that basis, Judge Castell just announced that the trial has been moved from February 5th to February 12th, a one-week delay. Some would have thought there'd be more, but that's it. Now I'm going to say in Spanish. Acaba de terminar el procedimiento de JOH, Juan Orlando Hernández. Para estar simple, el juicio se aplazó para una semana, hasta febrero 12. Había mucha discusión, pero no lo podía huir. Pero entre Colón, entre Juan Orlando Hernández y el juez, entre el otro, y lo interesante es que Tigre Bonilla parece que él tiene algunos papeles que investigó no solamente el señor Pineda, sino también Juan Orlando Hernández. Entonces se está considerando separar el juicio de él. Pero de toda manera, el gran juicio, Juan Orlando Hernández, se aplazó hasta febrero 12. InterCity Press, Matthew Russell Lee, vamos a cubrirlo. Hasta la próxima.